Okay. Last week, I think we're going to continue from where we stopped. There's much, much more to say about Chulin Shemishra to about Zara and its nuance. What we tried to develop last week was that there was a certain continuum in the Gemara between Nadela and Trefa and then Chulin Shemishra to about Zara. And we tried to show that it's possible at least that these are expressions of Kedushas Yisrael based on the Tupsukin, the Pasuk regarding the Nevela in Parshas Re'eh, Kiyam Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha, right after the discussion of Nevela, and of course the Pasuk that precedes Trefa, Anche Kodesh Tiyun Li, Basa Besada Trefa Lo Tochelu, Lakela Tashuchan Oso, and then to explain that Chulin Shemishra to Bazar is dealt with in the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, not in Hilchos Makolos Asuros. Interesting, he compares it also to Batsu B'chalav. There is no pasuk that is explicit in the Torah about Chulin Shemishra to Bazara, which is why the Gemara can record a debate whether Chulin Shemishra to Bazara is Daraisa or Drabanan. So we're trying to develop the idea that that all three of them in different ways, Nevela, Trefa, and Chulin Shemishra to Bazara, are really kiyumin in the mitzvah of Shechita and expressions of Kedushas Yisrael. And instead of looking at the at Nevela as an objective Iser, and looking at Treif as an objective Iser, and looking at Chul Shemish to Bazar as an objective Iser, they are all Iserim, of course, and I'm not suggesting that they're not. But in terms of the Mechayev, what we're really saying is they all flow from a certain perspective on Kedusha and Achila, and the requirement of Shechita, which I think comes from the world of Kachin, Kasher Tzibisicha, expresses that. And therefore, when the Gemara was looking, number one, the Gemara was looking for a paradigm to figure out the Din of Chizki and Rabbah Vohu, in other words, trying to figure out whether or not, by default, when we speak about Isra Achila, whether that refers only to Achila or that extends also to Isra Hana. So the first thing that the Gemara looks at as a paradigm is the Deva. And if that doesn't succeed, they go to the next one, which is Trefa. And then the Gemara says that maybe the Pasuk in Trefa is actually targeting implicitly Chulin Shemishra to Bazara. Also below Chulin Shemishra to Bazara. What we were trying to explain was why these three, and especially why would you think that a pasuk that specifies something about Trefa is excluding Chulin Shemishra to Bazara. One of the pasuk in Shmos, the other is maybe implicit in a pasuk in Kapal Psukim in Re'eh. Why would you say, and again, the answer could simply be, well, that's the Masorah, and that's what it is. For sure, that's part of the answer. The question is there any reason, right, that the Masorah, that the Torah Shebaal Peh would choose to exclude something about Chulin Shemishra to Bazara in the context of Trefa? But according to what we were trying to explain, and I thought it was very meduic in the language of the Rambam, and also in the fact that the Rambam connects all this to the problem of Basar, type of Amidbar, and especially that he, as I say, deals with it in Hilchos Perek Beis of Shechita, and not in Hilchos Machalos Asuros. Basically, what the Rambam is saying is just like Shechita, as Reb Chaim understood it, is a lack of heter. Just like, I'm sorry, Trefa is a lack of heter Shechita. So too, Chul Shemishra to Bazara, there is a problem that here you are in the Azara, you should be doing Shechita on a Karban, and you're squandering the opportunity to do an Avoda. Instead, you're opting, to eat basar chulin. The whole idea of basar chulin is to bring a little bit of kedusha into chulin. But if you're standing in the azara, right? So that's not bringing kedusha into chulin. That's bringing chulin into kedusha, in a certain sense. And therefore, this is a shechita problem. That's what we discussed last week. And it's much more. I think it's an approach. I don't know if others interpret it that way, but I'm very convinced that is behind a lot of the peculiar dinim of Chulin Shemishra to Bazara. So then after that, the Gemara, this whole parak becomes a kind of a catalog of different macholos asuros / yisuri hanah. So we started with comets, we went to the Vela, Trefa, we talked a little about Chulin Shemishra to Bazara, we continue the survey now with Gina Noshe, and lest one think that it's going to get easier, that each of these issues poses its own challenges. So we'll soon see that Gina Noshe is not so simple either. So the Gemara says here we're at six lines, five lines down on Chav Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Masiv Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Now we're in the sixth line. Harei Gidan Asher. Again, the context is still Chizkia and Rav Avo. We're trying to figure out, are there indications based on the dinim and the formulations of the psukim, whether when the Torah says Yisra Chilad includes Yisra Hana or not. So the Gemara says, let's look at Gidan Asher. Harei Gidan Asher. The Rachmana Amar, Torah says in Bereishis, right, in Sefer Bereishis, the Pasuk says, Al Kain lo yochu b'nei Yisrael es gid hanashe. So the language, this of course in the story of Yaakov Avinu, right, and the whole struggle that he has, you know, and he is made to limp, and the Torah says, Al Kain lo yochu b'nei Yisrael es gid hanashe. So the language of the Torah is that you don't eat the gid anasha, right? The gid, whatever exactly it is, the tendon, is it a tendon?
I don't know what we would find out from you, whatever it is.
Oh, what it is?
Yeah.
The Halig of Korkavan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the exact translation. I think it's kind of like a tendon of some sort. A tendon on the, the bone that is critical for the hip. So the gid anasha. Torah says you're not allowed to eat it.
If you are stupid, here we could have a diagram on the wall.
Do they have that here also? We have the...
No, but if you want to donate it.
Okay, I'll... I have to make some contributions. I'll consider it. Okay, well, Yochel B'nai Yisrael, let's get on. So we have a language of Yisra Akila. Now, what's the din regarding Yisra Hana? Right, is there an Yisra Hana in Gidan Asher? This is going to be important for Rabba Bo and Chizkia. So the Gemara says, Utznan, there's a Mishnah in Masechet Chulin, it's a whole perek in Chulin called Gidan Asher. Sholeach, Mishnah says, Sholeach Adam Yerech Unachri. Right, you can send the, what is it, thigh to a, that's where the Gidan Asher is. You can send the thigh of an animal to a Nachri. Right, the Gidan Asher Besoko, you don't have to do nikur hagid. You don't have to remove the. You don't have to surgically remove the gid, right? Mipnei shemakomo nikar. What's the problem? Problem is, excuse me. The problem is, let's say a Jew becomes aware that this comes from a Jew, right? And it was given to a non-Jew, and he'll try to acquire it from the non-Jew, knowing that it's Jewish meat, and then he'll eat it. Right, unwittingly, he could eat the ginanasha. So the Mishnah says that's not a problem, because mekomo is nikar. When you look at it, you know, visibly, you could tell whether or not the gid has been removed or not. So we're not worried about the mikshal that somebody accidentally will end up eating ginanasha. We're not worried about that. But what's the punchline here? What's the importance of this here? We're being told that shaleach adam. Yerach Unachri.
You can get paid.
You get an Asher B'toko. What?
He can get paid for it.
He can get paid for it. He can go and give it as a matana.
Yeah.
Meaning he can traffic with Gidan Asher.
Right.
And it's not obviously Asher B'hanah.
Right.
So what we see from here is that even though the Torah uses language Al Kain, right, Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael is Gidan Asher, a language of Achila, nonetheless, it's a heter anah. So this is a challenge to the position of Rabba Vo, because Rabba Vo says that whenever there's a language of Achila, Kutan Ad Shi'ifari Pachad Pasu. So the Gemara says, Kasab Rabba Vo, what's that?
Don't we not learn from that Pasu?
From which Pasu?
From Al-Kin,
because it's before Matin. Well, so that we'll get to, if we get to, I we'll get to it today, but that's an issue. The question is, Those discussed it a little bit in terms of Israelites or Gidan Asher for Bnei Noach, based on the fact that this is a pasuk Kodem Matan Torah. Well, we'll look at the Tosfos in a minute. But either way, the Gemara says Kasab Rabba Bo, when is Rabba Bo going to respond to this challenge? Kishehutra Nevela, he the Chelba the Gida Hutra. Ah, now it's getting interesting. Rabba Bo said, listen. Let's not forget the first pasuk. Ozochu kol neveil, right? And then the Gemara says, then the pasuk says, Agar Hashem b'sharecha t'dena v'achala, o machal unachri. Zahetarana of Gina Nash, of Nevela. Now, a regular Nevela has a Yerach, has a Gina Nash. And no one ever said that when Torah says, like, Yerach, Shavish, Arachat, Tathena, Tiachala, Machala, Nachri, that that means, Chutz Migida, that you have to cut out the Gid. You give the corpse to the non-Jew. Right? You can sell it to the Nachri, you can give the present to the Gertoshav. No one ever said you have to excise the Ginanasha. So Kishahutra, Nevela, and the same is true about Chelev, right? So he, meaning the Nevela, and what is attached to it, the Chelba, the fats, the Gida, right, this tendon, Hutra. So this isn't a problem for Rabba Bo. Rabba Bo will tell you, even though generally Achivam Kudisrana, in the case of Ginanasha, the heter of Ginanasha is implicit in the din of Nevela. That's the Gemara. Okay. So far, so good. So, the Gemara says, Heni Chalamanda Amar Yesh Begidim Beno Seita. Now it really gets interesting. That makes sense. There's a big machlokas regarding Ginanasha. Very strange machlokas, as the Rajpa points out. We have it here. We get a chance later, we'll look at it. And that is whether Yesh or Ein Begidin the No Same Tam. Does the Gid have a Tam Basar or not? So the Gemara says, if you hold, again, what's strange about that Machlokas, I'll just tell you right now, is the Rishonim, and particularly the Rajbo, zeroes in on this problem, is how can there be an argument about something that seems to be, you know, factual questions, what we call a machlokas in the tzitz. Right, the Rajba says, Chachamim, if you just want to look at it for a second, I think I have it in the end here. Yeah, the last piece, Kedusha Rajba, Sakakum, Adi Beis Hamadeis. Just look at the beginning, and if I get a chance, I'll speak about it more later. Everybody have it? The last one? Meaning your palate, somebody can taste, a Jew can taste it. So give it to a non-Jew, right? Have him taste the ginanasha, and he'll tell you whether it has tastes like eights, you know, like nothing, has no taste, or it tastes like butter. The tamei kseila v'lema imyesh b'nesinas tam imlo. And then he adds the Einzu Derech L'Matzu, great line and a famous line, the Einzu Derech L'Machlok Son Shel Chachamim. And Chachamim don't argue about a discernible, a demonstrable fact. Then he says the New York comparison, there's a different explanation about what this is. In the end of the Rajva, he considers the possibility, if you look at the very end, as I already mentioned, you see the very last few words, the Shema Sirlu, the Betam Mashu who lo samchina nakpela. That maybe it's a threshold issue. But everybody agrees that the Gid has a certain Tam. The question is, it's a Tam Kolush, it's a weak Tam. The question is whether Tam Kolush, either it's a halakhic question, basically it's a halakhic question. Right? Is a Tam Kolush a Tam or not? Right? And maybe that's a practical question. Most likely, that's the larger thrust of what he's saying. It's a legal question. The question is, what is the threshold, the legal threshold, below which we don't consider a tam kolush to be a tam? Just like Marshal the Mad Dover Dome, later on it comes up more in later studies in culture, particularly in other places. There's a big, big discussion about, well, of course, sooner, but it's a discussion about Tam Pogum, what's the status of Tam Pogum. But that also, according to some, is a similar machlokas. The in Sugya of Arizara, Samach Vav, and Sugya Psachin, Daf Ayin Vav Mudbeis, the Gemara has a machlokas with a Recha Milsa. Right? The Gemara also depends if you have Yayin Shol of Arizara. So the Gemara has machlokas in Abayin Rava. If you smell the wine of the Avodah Zarah, is that also or mutter? Recha milsa, recha lav milsa. Or if something has the reyach of a certain ingredient, just like if something has the tam of a certain ingredient, do we say that that's milsa or not? So there's a big discussion whether or not Recha Milz or not. That's not a chokas of Metzias. Right, everybody agrees that that you can smell it. The question is Reach legally, right, considered to be substantial, sufficiently substantial? The Gemara has with regard to Me'ilah a similar question that we have later on in our Gemara in Kaf Vavav and Aleph. Kol Marev Reach. The Gemara concludes in Bahem Mishum Me'ilah, right? Me'ilah Mishum Me'ilah in Bahem Aval Isura Ika Bahem. The question, most of Sharm think it's Rabbanan, but some of Sharm think it's Haraisa, meaning Kol, Mar, and Reach are not substantial. They're not a Dover Sheish B'manish in the same way that Achila and Shtia. It's a fascinating question. How does Halacha view these various, prophecies? Eating, drinking, Sicha, Hanah, we're dealing a lot with. What about Kol, Mar, and Reach, etc.? So the Gemara discusses these questions. What is the status of these things, especially with regard to Reach? The Gemara discusses it a lot. You make a bracha on Reach, make a brichas anen and brichas areach. Is it the same? The Gemara calls it in bracha satnem gimel. The Gemara says kalan neshama ta'ala ka eza gavar shehu hana lo eno hana legufo hana leneshama have omer zu Reach. A different kind of a thing. So the Gemara discusses and the Rishonim discuss whether or not, if there's an Issa Mashu in something, like Min Bimino's the Mashu. So they say, then everybody agrees Recha Milza. Because Reach is the Mashu. Everybody agrees it's a Mashu. The question is it like Tom? Or is it like no same Tom by no same Tom? Is it better? Is it worse? The point I'm trying to make is fine, parallel discussions about what the legal threshold is for certain processes. Do we consider them alpidin to be substantial enough? Oh, what about Reach? What about Reach? What about Reach as Machu? What about Reach as a no Saint Tom? Is a no Saint Tom or no Saint Tom? Etc. So here too, there's a question in the Gemara, Machokas in the Gemara, that we ain't begidin but no Saint Tom, or ain't begidin but no Saint Tom. So the Rajba prefers to think of it, not so much practically in terms of there's an argument whether it does or doesn't taste like anything, but the real question is, how much legally, how much tam do you need to qualify as tam? What's the legal threshold for tam? So that's probably likely the argument. Either way, the Gemara says something really interesting. The Gemara says, so far we have the problem, right? Al-Kain, Lo-Yochu B'nei Yisrael, so there should have been an Yisrael Hano according to Rambavahu, but there isn't. Right, so the Gemara says, "Or Vo will answer you, Kishahutra Nevela, he begida the Chelba Hutra." It's part of the Hetzer of Nevela. So then the Gemara says, "And you can demand Amar Yesh begidin benosein tam." That makes sense if Yesh begidin benosein tam. If we treat Gidanasha as basar, as a kind of basar, El demand Amar ein begidin benosein tam. But if you hold that there's no tam to gidin, then my Ika Lameimar, a very fascinating line. What do you mean my Ika Lameimar? So Rashi explains, we'll see in a moment, it's not the only pshat, but Rashi is the dominant pshat. Rashi explains, Hendi Chalaman Rabbi Yesh Begidin Tam Basar, Hareu Bechlal Nevela. So we're saying now that the reason it's a heter, Hana, is because it's included in the heter of Nevela, and Nevela is Mutuk Hana. So the Gid is part of the Nevela. When is Gid considered part of the Nevela? Says Rashi in the reading of the Gemara, if it has Tam Basar, then it's included in the Nevela. Elalaman Damar in Begidin, the Yisra Nosin Tam Basar, in the Bashal of Basar, Ama Lav Tam Basar Ispu. If it doesn't have a Tam of Basar, then Lav Nevela Mikru. Elak Atzomos, the Hain Eitz Bialma, it's like bones. And bones are like Eitz Bialma, meaning it's not Basar. The Ishri Bechal Nevela. The Eitzu, Torah Chibalav, Michael Neymar, who put Tayyu begin on Hashem. So basically, according to the way Rashi reads the Gemara, right, whether or not a gig is included in the Vela, such that, in Shem the Vela, such that it can be included in the Heter the Vela, depends whether Yesh begin, but no thing come, or not. This isn't just an argument, and it's not just an argument about Nesinas Tam. It also spills over into defining the relationship between Ginanasha and its substratum. In other words, does it integrate into the Nevela or the Basar or do we see it as an integrated part of what surrounds it? Or we say, no, we hold Ein, that's what the Gemara is saying, especially according to Rashi, if you hold Ein, the Gid, but no same time, so the Gid is separate from what surrounds it. That's essentially what the Gemara is saying. Now, just to contrast it, it's, I think, very important, with Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel has a bit of a different read here. If your Gemara has it on the side, Piakshina. Everybody have that? Any? Everybody? Do people have the Rabbeinu Hananel? Probably, right? Rabbeinu Hananel on the side. Piakshina. Amy. Shehagidin hutru b'nevela. V'ha titnena v'achala k'siv. Lo hutar elamidin debar achila v'gidin la b'nei achila ninu v'lei spuhu b'no sein tam. The Rebbe Chanan has a different read. He doesn't say what Rashi says, which is that if the Gidim are not no sein tam, then they're not part of the nevela, and therefore they don't have the Heter of the Nevela. That's not what Rebbeinu Hananel says. Rebbeinu Hananel says, listen, the Heter Nevela is based on a Pasuk, namely, a Ger Asher B'Sharecha, Titnena V'Achala. So since it says Titnena V'Achala, so you might say something which is subject to Achila is included in the Heter Nevela. Something which is not subject to Achila is not subject to the Heter of Nevela. If yesh begidin b'no sein tam, it's edible. And if it's edible, it's titnena b'achala. But if it's not edible, it's not titnena b'achala. So if it's not titnena b'achala, then it's not included in the heter of nevela. So according to Ben Hananel, two things emerge. Basically, the connection between ein begidin b'no sein tam and there not being right heter hana, right, is based on the heter of nevela, right, being something which is roi l'achila. It's roi l'achila sada. But it's not an exclusion of gid anasha from the shame or the substratum, right, of nevela. It's very possible that gid anasha is part of nevela, even according to the mandamar, ein begidin benosein tam, but it's just not part of the heter Hana of the Vela, because that's based on a Gera Shevish Harecha Titzimen of the Chala. It has to be a Bar Achila. Yeah.
But you don't see anywhere anybody saying you can't give him the bones, or you right. can't give him the skin, or you can't give him the horns.
No, no, you could. The question is.
Achila.
Right.
And there's no. What do you call it?
There's right, but there's nothing. That's true, but that's because there's also no Achilas.
You don't eat the bones. You don't eat the skin.
You could, right, but there's no Easter to eat them either. The point is that they're not Aser. But Gid Anasha is Aser as Gid Anasha.
But you're getting Hana from giving it to them. You only eat them. According to Rabbeinu Hananel.
Right, but there's nothing wrong with, what's wrong with that?
According to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's only because of the Achilles. Right. Those things are not eaten, according to Rabbeinu Hananel.
Right, but all you have to justify is all you have to justify is things that otherwise would be Aser. And this, and the Gid otherwise would be Aser.
He's not eating those things, so therefore it's only Hana.
Right, but there's no problem, there's no Yisr Hana for the Basar, for the Atzmos, or the Tzlafayim, the Tziparnayim of an Aveva.
But the Yisr on the Gid Anasha is only for Jews.
No. Right, but we're trying to figure out whether there's an Yisr Hana or not. We're saying there would be an Yisr Hana for Jews, if not for the fact that there's a Heter Nevela, but that Heter Nevela wouldn't apply here because it's not Roi L'Achila. But your question is a good question. I'm saying we're missing one point. That is, the bones have no Yisr. There's no reason to make them Yisr Hana. Gid Anasha, because the Torah says, Al-Kein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael, there is a reason to make it Yisr. There you need a Matzir. Right? That's the point. Anyways, you'll see. I'll tell you what you'll see. Why the Rebbeinu Hananel is important. Well, it's important in its own right, because basically, number one, it challenges this idea of Rashi. Rashi is a fascinating idea, but that's a simple reading of the Gemara, which is if you hold Ein beginning but no same time, so then Gid Anasha is not part of the Neveva, right? And according to Rebbeinu Hananel, that's not really true. There's another reason why it's not included in the head there of Hanas Neveva, even though it really is still part of Gid Anasha. It's part of the Nevela, but it's not part of the Heter Hana of Nevela.
So let's get back to the rationalist kasha again.
How so?
That it turns out whether it's edible or not.
No, that's still... The Rajma is just saying, I don't think it's a machlokes from the tzias. I mean, it's not that some people say it's edible or not. It's a legal argument. I don't understand.
This is saying that it's not a bar afila, right?
Right, either way. No, all the Rajma is contributing is saying that's a legal question, not a physical question.
Okay.
Now that it's a legal question, let's say the Mandav says Yesh Beginim but no same time, has a lower threshold of what constitutes a chila to be an ochel. And the man over says, ain't again, but also in time has a higher threshold. Right? That's a legal argument. But whatever you hold like, mm-hmm. right, is going to impact on whether it has legally the status of an ochel. According to Rashi, whether it's part of the Nevela. According to Menachana, whether it's part of the Hatter of Hanas Nevela. Okay. We'll get back to the Rebbeinu Chanan in a couple minutes. But you see already a little bit what's going on. So the Gemara says, well, this is a machlokas, and this is what it depends on. Now, so the guy, one more time. Hani chalaman domer yesh begin b'nos in tam, alaman domer in begin b'nos in tam, v'ayke l'meimah. So then the Gemara says, listen to this. Man shama slay da omar in begin b'nos in tam? Who's the man domer holds in begin b'nos gid? The gid, hamasha, has no tam. Rab Shimon. It must be Rab Shimon. The Tanya, Rab Shimon, the Tanya. This is the Bryce that we learned. Ha'ochel migid hanasha shal behema tameya. Let's say you eat the gid hanasha of a behema tameya. Behema tameya here means like in Parshas Shmini, a non-kosher animal. Okay? It's the Torah sometimes, as Rashi points out in Parshas Shmini, the word tameya has two meanings. Right? Unquestionably they're not coincidental, but that's not for now. Two meanings, right? One meaning is non-kosher, and the other is, ritually impure. Okay, here the meaning is non-kosher. So if you eat the gid hanasha of a non-kosher animal, so Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Shtayim, Rabbi Shimon Poter. Now, the Gemara says that the Mandamar says, Ein beginim b'nosein tam is Rabbi Shimon. How does that work in? Because Rabbi Shimon says there's no chiyuv gid hanasha as gid hanasha. This is Rabbi Shimon's idea because he is of the opinion that the only time the Yisur of chiyuv yotzei b'nosein tam is if the rest of the basar is permissible basar, or at least a category of permissible basar. So we say, oh, the rest of it is permissible, you can't eat the gid hanasha. If it's a non-kosher animal, right, so you can't eat anything. So the gid hanasha doesn't stand out. I might want to make more of that and say, oh, gid hanasha is to signify something. Without the symbol of gid hanasha, right, it being something which is osur and everything else is mutter, right, so remembrance of Yaakov Avinu and his struggle and what you're supposed to take away from gid hanasha, as the Ramban beautifully speaks of in the parsha there, that just doesn't apply. But okay, the point is that there's only sort of gid hanasha in a behema tameya, right? But still, you might have said that when you eat the gid hanasha, you're eating a part of a behema tameya. That's not kosher, right? So that's what Shimon's Poter B'Shnayim. Number one, he tells you Gid HaNasha requires a kosher animal. And number two, he tells you Ein Begidin B'Nosein Tam. And since Ein Begidin B'Nosein Tam, so it's not part of the Behema Tmei, or it's not included in the Yisur of the Behema Tmei, it's not Basar. And therefore, there's no violation at all. As opposed to the position of Rabbi Yehuda, who's Mechayev Shtayim, Rabbi Yehuda held obviously two things. Number one, he held that Gid HaNasha is Asur even in a non-kosher animal. And number two, he held that yesh begidim b'nosein tam, and therefore you violate twice. You violate gid hanasha, and you violate basar tmei. So the Gemara says, we see from this brisa, says the Gemara, it's a little complicated Gemara, I'm sorry it takes so long, but Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that ein begidim b'nosein tam. Right? So according to that, so shouldn't Rabbi Shimon, according to what we said previously, if he holds in the Gittin Benos in Tam, and therefore the Heter and the Veva doesn't apply to Gittin Asha, shouldn't he hold the Gittin Asha as Osir Bahana? Right? And you can't send the Yerech then to an Akri. Ah. So the Gemara says, Rab Shimon, Hachanami, the Osir Bahana. You're right. It all works out perfectly. Well, so far. Namely, you're right. Rab Shimon does hold that Gittin Asha is Osir Bahana, because it holds in the Gittin Benos in Tam. Titania, we learn in another brisa. Gidan Asha Mutar Bahana Divir Rav Yehuda. Perfect, because Rav Yehuda holds what? Yesh Begidim Benos in Tam. That's why when you eat the Gidan Asha of a Behemoth Meya, you not only get Gidan Asha, but you also get Behemoth Meya. But Rav Shimon, Oser, Rav Shimon says that Gidan Asha is Oser Bahana. Sure, because Rav Shimon holds that what? Ein Begidim Benos in Tam. That's why when you eat Gidan Asha from Behemoth Meya, you're doubly potter, right? And therefore, it's not included in the Heter Neveila. And the Pasuk says, Alkein lo yochlu, and therefore, according to Rabbi Avohu, unless you have a Heter of Neveila, you should be also Bahana. So Rabbi Shimon works out perfectly. End of story. That's the Gemara.
Are you arguing on the Messias of the Tzav?
What do you mean?
Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda.
That's what I was saying before about the Rajva. Either they're arguing about the Metzias, Rajva is probably not common. It's something which is easily demonstrable one way or another. They're not going to argue about that. So again, the Rajva's idea is that it's an argument about the legal threshold. I mean, where do you draw the line? What constitutes sufficient? That's why I gave you the example in what he calls Tam Kolish, right? And so is Tam Kolish Tam or not? That's why I gave the example of Recha Milsa, when you need a Mashahu, and so on. I mean, there are different levels of, on the hierarchy, there are different levels of taste, there are different levels of Hana. So they argue, but where do, what's the legal limit? Right? That's the argument. Okay, good. A fine Shaklavataria. How do we get 4 pages of, a little bit of the Rajba, but for the other 3 pages about. Okay. So the problem is, we have some very significant problems to address, fortunately or unfortunately, but
otherwise we wouldn't be here.
Right? Otherwise we wouldn't be here in this nice new room, etc. Yeah. So the simple reading of our Gemara, I would say, is as follows. If you hold like Chizkiya, right? So then the conclusion would be that Gid Hanasha is Osir Bahana or Mutar Bahana. You know, like Chizkiya. Chizkiya says we always need an extra ribui in order to teach you that there's Yisra Hana. When the Torah says Yisra Achila, it's Yisra Achila. The Pasha, the simple pshat is that if you hold like Chizkiya, then you will hold that Gid Hanasha is Mutar Bahana without any further. Doesn't matter what you hold about Ein Begidim. Even if you hold Ein Begidim Benos in Tam, right? If you hold like Chizkiya, you should hold that there is no Isur, that's the Heter Hana. And if you hold like so then it should depend whether you hold Yesh Begidim Benos in Tam or Ein Begidim Benos in Tam. That's something where Agamara is saying. And they just have to open up now and look at how we ask him about Yesh or Ein Begidim Benos in Tam. Now the truth is that the almost Echa, the Rishonim of the opinion, the Pesach Halacha is that Ein Begidim Benos in Tam. So if you hold Ein Begidim Benos in Tam, then whether you call Gid Hanasha is Osir or Mutar Bahana should come down to whether you hold like Chizkiya or Rav Avohu. Right? If you hold like Chizkiya, it's going to be Mutar Bahana, and if you hold like Rav Avohu, it's going to be Osir Bahana because we paskin Ein Begidim Benos in Tam. Just like the Gemara ended up perfectly, that's what the Gemara basically concluded. And that should be the end of the story. Problem is that it's not so simple. It's certainly not simple for the Rambam, as we'll see in a moment, but it's not so simple even in the even for some of the other Rishon. Some Rishon think it's simple, and they have this very straightforward view. If you look, for example, at Tosfos and Chulin, Tzadi Tetzlamedes, which we have here, Uh, the first entry, the Tosfos is very straightforward. Tosfos has this analysis. Tosfos in Chulin says, Hilchasa ein beginim b'no sein tam. L'may de kaimelon ein beginim b'no sein tam. We paskin, there's no tam for Gid HaNasha. Right? So Gid HaNasha, Asher B'Hanah. We should conclude that Gid HaNasha is Asher B'Hanah if we paskin like Rav Lo. Da'achim v'parish v'perik kol shah, that's what we learn in Pesachim. V'parik Rav Lo. The Gemara there asks, according to Rav Lo, Dama kol makom shenem lo tochu mash menami yisur hanah. V'parich, the Gemara says, Harei Gid. Right, that seems to be an exception to Rav Lo's rule. Mishani, kishuhutra nevela, hivigida hutra. There's a special hetzer based on the being nevela. Umasik, and the Gemara concludes, Laman Dama in beginim menon sein tam. Achinami da asur. But if you hold in beginim menon sein tam, and it's not included in the hetzer nevela, then in Achinami it's asur. So that's where Tosfos traces. Tosfos is telling you what's my thought process. I think that Gid HaNasha is lahalacha asur b'hanah because we pass like a bavo and we pass in and begin at the same time. Beilat tmoa masha mochur and nikur basav over kachavim avamishem urabo gid. Right. So now the problem is, Tosfos says, well, if we really pass, now we'll get practical. Right? If we really hold that Gid HaNasha is also Bahana, how is it that people are selling, right, Nikar Basar, Lo'ovikachav Mavishim Urabo Gid? Right? If there's a little part of the Gid there, that should be also Bahana. Lo'ovikachav Minino Simoy, Salal Dabar, Shiesh Potam, Falala Gid. Ah, so they came up with a very ingenious kind of a hat there. And that is that the non-Jew is not paying for the gid because he can't taste it. If you all, we thought that it's true, it's a certain irony. In other words, ein beginim b'no sein tam, and therefore it's also b'hana. But if it's ein beginim b'no sein tam, then he's not going to pay for it. So it ends up that it's one neutral on a practical level. It's also b'hana, but selling it, right, it allows you to take out of consideration the value of the Gid HaNasha, because no one's going to pay for that kind of a thing. I guess, again, if the halacha is that this is below the threshold, so the non-Jew, you know, isn't going to pay for it either. Umiyu Yera Shlema, also the Shlocha of a Chablin, the Fisha Miskabi Botzei, but they're going to be Kishun Shalei. This is fascinating, right? On the other hand, he's going to pay for a full piece of meat. If you're already cutting it up, but you leave a little of the Gid, right, that's worthless for him, because it's Botam anyway. You're not paying for that. But he'd rather get the full piece than a surgically altered, you know, or excised piece, right? So in a sense, he's paying more because of the presence of the gear. That would be offer. When I see some of the Shalei HaChadim Yerich Levukhadim, Mufil Lohasim Velokrab Shimon, Talmayim Beginim Nosin Tam, Begin HaNasha, Osirbana. I what about, so he's basically saying two things. On a practical level, this is halacha leisa. What Tosfos is saying, halacha leisa. Trying to find so many practical Tosfos, but this is one of them. Tosfos says it's fine to sell, right, or gift, you know, a piece of meat, which is sliced up, to and which the gid is basically removed, or whatever, sliced up at least. But a whole piece of meat. Right, you're going to run into problems. We saw right now, Begid HaNasha.
I don't think it's the opposite.
What about the Mishnah that says, Shaleach Adam Yerech, which is a full piece of a Kochavim? Oh, that's what the Gemara started with. The answer is that, Lo Alibid Rav Shimon. We pass it like Rav Shimon. And therefore, it's not Halacha.
He's not paying more because it's in there. He's just not paying if it's not in there. Yeah. It isn't necessarily more because of the answer.
It's interesting. Tosfos thinks that's enough. It's still.
Okay.
But you're right. It's a good har. It's a good har.
You could argue it's the opposite. If it's anybody who doesn't want it, somebody who thinks it out for him.
Well, I don't know if he, but maybe it's more aesthetic. It's the sky. I just say it's a dumb shit, the scabe bow, you know. So it's present, still gaining, you're still getting more money for it. That's his point. Okay. Okay. Now the Rosh, this is a Rosh actually saw at the very beginning of the year. We talked about Hitzkin or Lavo, because the Rosh discussed the question that we discussed then, which is, do we pass him like Lavo, do we pass him like Hitzkin? If you recall, the Rift in our Gemara in Tzachim, right, quotes Hitzkin. So does Rambam. But the Rambam is tricky because the Rambam quotes Hitzkin in Chametz. but in Ilchus Machol Sasuros, he quotes Rabbah Vo. Right? So that we use the Rambam to try to say, oh, the Rambam apparently thinks that Chametz is a unique kind of an Issa. That was part of our Chametz is unique. L'kula or L'chumra, but it's unique. A theme that we've been following throughout the year. In the Rif, right, it's very possible that Chametz is just a representation that he paskins like his gift. That's what the Rosh discusses. Let's look at the Rosh here. He starts off with the Rambam. We'll see in a moment. The Rambam is a very challenging shita. And the Rosh makes reference to it. The Rambam paskins that ain't the Gidim B'nosim Tam. We'll follow through inside with the Rambams in just a couple of minutes. The Rambam, three or four different places, makes it perfectly clear that he holds ain't the Gidim B'nosim Tam. Yet the Rambam paskins that Gidanosha is Mutter Bahana. That seems to be against our Gemara. Question is, what do you do with the Rambam? Everybody is troubled by this Rambam. Kasa Rambam, says the Rosh, the Gidanosha Mutter Bahana. The Chachmei Lumil, right, they wrote a letter to the Rambam about this. They're very upset. Heshiva Aldivar, Gomrim, Dalser Bahana. They argued with the Rambam. They said, listen, it's against the Gemara. You can't paskin, the Gemara says that Ein Beginim B'Nosein Tam, right, means that there's an Isur Hana for Gidanosha. How can you paskin both? How can you paskin Heter Hanan and Ein Beginim B'Nosein Tam? So the Chachmei Lumil said, we beg to differ. We disagree. Who put the Tanayi, the Tani Gidanosha Mutim Hana Adivir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Osa. The Rosh says it's actually Machlokas Tanayim, as we know. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Alachik Rabbi Yehuda. So, who perk shani the psachim parech rabavo davar lo yochel lo yisrahana mashma haragid anasha rachmana malchei lo yochel bnei yisrael skin anasha utnan shalech adam laakum yerech shegid anasha betochol v'shani. This is our gemara. That's our meeting in quickly. Kasav rabavo kishutur nevele he the chalba begidol hutra heni chalaman amish beginim minos in tam alaman darman beginim minos in tam aikal meimar man sham the sedomayim beginim minos in tam rab shimon natan yochel gid anasha shol tmer vidu b'chayim from shimon poter rab shimon achanami dasa natan of gid anasha mutamanot rab yud rab shimon oser. I just read that quickly. That's our Shakratari. Meaning, what's the conclusion of our Gemara? That Havatalia, and this should be also. Then he adds, the Ein Alacha Kirabavo, the Amar Loyoku Israna Mashma. It's our Koma, the Gidanasha, Asamahana, Tanan Kaimalan, Ein Beginim Benosintam, the Lake Lishnuikisha Hutra Nevela, he Begida Vahutra. Again, if you hold Ein Beginim Benosintam, so then you should say that Gid Anasha is Asur Bahana because you don't have the Heter of Nevela. Unless you hold like Chizkiya. Yeah. So that's what he adds. Umatasi Kasa B'Shem Arab Rabbeinu, you can see everybody's getting involved in this. Rabbeinu Yona wrote, Sh'Asur Bahana, right, that Asur Bahana, the Kasa B'Shem Araya Mipsachim, the Kasa Araya. Rabbeinu Yona said, the proof of the Sugya Mipsachim, that Gid Anasha is Asur Bahana. But he never elaborated. So everybody was guessing, what did he mean by that? The Nira, says the Rosh, I think what he meant, Shasoba Halachu Karabavo. If you hold like Rabavo, and you hold Ein Beginim B'Nosein Tam, then this is the ineluctable conclusion. L'chor Nira Halacha Kichizkiya, says the Rosh. But the Rosh says, I think that it's wrong, because I think the Halacha is according to Chizkiya, like you said before. The Amar L'Yochal Dafke Yisrachila Mashma, the Chizkiya Rabbah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbah Malacha, B'kol Malchum Chizkiya, Neged Rabbi Yochanan, Koske Neged Rabbah Bo, Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, Tam Rav Alpas Lohedi B'Psachim El Adivrei, Chizkiya in Psachim, the Rif only quotes Chizkiya. So, it can be mentioned that the Ran and some other Rishonim say, oh, that's just, you know, the Rabcha the Milsa. When it comes to Chametz, everybody agrees in Yisrana, even Chizkiya, say, quotes Chizkiya, Limud Lo Yeyachel. But he really holds like Rabbah Bo. The Rosh says, no. He paskins like Chizkiya. My Nafkamina, one of the Nafkaminas, well, the Gid Anasha is Mutar Asabana. So according to the Rosh, if you paskin like Chizkiya, then Gid Anasha is Mutar Bana. If you paskin like Rabbah Bo, then it's Asabana. So Tosis agrees with this analysis. Just a Tosis says you paskin like Rabbah Bo. Chizkiya, quoting the Rif and others say, Rosh quoting Chizkiya, quoting the Rif and others, says we pass him like Chizkiya. So he holds that there's a Heter Hanah. The Imi Shum, the Tamar Hassan, Lebekatanai, Yasem Alacha, Matam Lukam Alacha, we'll get that in a second, and so on. Okay, let's leave it with this for the moment. Yeah. So far what we have is the Rosh. It's Tosfos and the Rosh. Tosfos and the Kulim says, everything depends on Rav Avoh and Rav and Chizkiah, because we all paskin in beginning with no same time, and I paskin like Rav Avoh, so there's an Easter Hanah for Gidan Hashem. What does that mean practically? It depends if the Basar is cut up, or the Basar is a whole piece, etc. That's Tosfos. And the Rosh says, also, that there's a debate. He says, Rabbeinu Yonah holds a Rav Avoh, and he thinks that Gidan Hashem is Asur. I think that the Rif and the evidence points to the halacha being going to Chizkiah, and therefore Gidan Hashem is mutter b'hana. That's what we have so far. Is it possible to hold like Chizkiah and to conclude that Gidan Hashem is Asur b'hana?
Of course. Why, of course? Because you're opposing the question.
Oh. So that's one day, another day in Tosis. That's Tosis in our daf. A very interesting Tosis. Tosis says here, Rab Shimonami Nesar Osar Bahana. Everybody have it? Our Tosis. Mashmed Aida, number one Tosis says, Mashmed Aida Shalach Yerech Lunachri Asir Karab Yehuda. It would seem that the Mishnah of Shaleach Yerech Lunachri only works according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, who thinks that Yesh Begidin Benosein Tam, and therefore there's a head for Hana. So Hikshu, Rabbi Yehuda is saying Tam Sara, also we can have Matnas Chinam. This is from our, not previous topic, but a couple of topics ago. Rabbi Yehuda is the one in Avodah Zarah, Dafcha, based on what he says here on Kabbalah from the Days, right, who says that you're not allowed, that one of the Yisurim of Matnas, of Lo Titan Lahem, of Lo Sechanem, is Lo Titan Lahem, Matnas Chinam.
Right.
So how can you give a Yerech to an Achrim? That's his kash. How can you say Rabbi Yehuda is the man damar of that Mishnah, because he holds Yesh Begidim Beno Sein Tam, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're not allowed to give him a ton of an Achrim? Ah. So it says Yesh Lamar, the Hod Amr Hassan, Adal Amar Hassan, and it's really a Tosefta in Avodah Zarah. Im Haya Sheino Mutter Bideshu Kemochalo. Tosefta says in Avodah Zarah that the Easter of giving Matnas Chinam to a non-Jew is only if it's really gratuitous. But if you have a relationship with him, he's a Shachin, he's a worker, so then it isn't really Matnas Chinam, right? It's an investment in good relations. Yeah. Or yeah. In other words, it isn't chinam. It's not gratuitous. It's part of a web of relationships. I think I mentioned in the whole discussion of the Hefter Bechiras Eretz Yisrael Bishnas Hashmita, which comes up every Shmita. So one of the problems that the folks can discuss is the problem of Lo Sechanim, but not Lo Titan Lahem Matnas Chinam. But Lo Titalem Chanoya Bekarka, which comes from the same pasuk, or don't give them an encampment in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, even if there's good reason, even if it works from a kedushas haaretz, but yesh kinen akum mafkia mekedushas haaretz. So, but don't you violate Lo Sechanim if you give non-Jews, land in Eretz Yisrael? So that this is a big part of the issue. It's like the smaller issue, but it's still an important issue. So again, to say, oh, we're talking about the Zara, maybe Muslims are not in the category of that. And it also advances our given. One of the answers that was suggested by some of the poskim is, the Tosefta says that when it comes to Lo Sechanim, it doesn't apply to Sheino, Schiro. I mean, if you're doing it, for the sake of good relations, or you have some ulterior motive, right, and then it's like gratuitous. It's an investment.
I remember it being mentioned.
Just 1 second. I'll take a question 1 second. Just one more second. In this case, it's much more than that.
Yeah.
You're doing it for your own reason. We want the non-Jew to own the land in Shemitah, so that it would be easier for us to work the land. There was just 1 second. So that's what some of the poskim said. So then the other poskim said, listen, this Tosefta right, of Shcheino, Shchiro, etc., right, that applies, this is an interesting argument, so I'm just telling you here. That applies not across the board to anything learned out from Los Chane. Specifically to Lotita Lahem Banachinam. The point is, it isn't Chinam. You know, if it's part of a, you give your worker a bonus, you know, for the new year, you know, or whatever. So, you know, it's not just a gratuity. It's totally gratuity. It's part of the web of interactions between you. So it's not considered a kina. But just because Lotita Lemchanaya Bakarka comes from the same pasuk, it's not a din that Lotita, so whatever you learn out from Lotita as a hetter of Shcheino, right? It's a din in Chinam. But this is in the Chai Bakarka that you ask.
I mean, there's a whole spectrum between, gratuitous menschlich, and then the daughters are going to come to marry or whatever. I mean,
well, you have to figure it out.
You have to. Not that we. Okay.
All we're saying is that when it comes to manas chinam, that's what is chinam when somebody works in your office, like, so you give them a gift. That's different than if you meet somebody who you have no relationship with, or it's just out of friendship without any kind of... I'm not saying ulterior motives are better than sincerity. I'm saying in this particular issue, where the problem is gratuitous, being gratuitous, because you view it as that creating relationships where they, or intensifying relationships where they're problematic, that's a different story. We have a similar phenomenon. We say, la'olam bahem tzavodu, a person owns a slave. He's not supposed to Rebbe Kanani. He's not supposed to free him gratuitously for no reason. So the Rishonim all explain. Yeah. So the Rishonim all explain. Well, why are they here? He's freedom for a minion. He's freedom for this reason, for that reason. So a lot of Rishonim explain. Yeah, it's not that those heterim are heterim. The Isur is not to free him for no reason. If there's a reason, it's not part of the Easter. In other words, sometimes the Easter is the gratuitous nature of it. And when there is some benefit or some, you know, rationale, then there's no Easter to begin with.
That too is subjective. I mean, and it's the way
something
that someone might see in, you know, this action one way and
right.
The same action.
I think there's some things which are clear and other things where, you know, where it is more subjective. Good. So that's the first part of Tosafot, but that's not what we're most interested in. Mashma da'ida shalech yerach anachri yatsukav yuda. Hikshari, but one more time. There are yuda yisleh parakam second of verse also yitim bansi. That's the answer. Shoma da'od amar aslami ma'yishkeinu mutam b'pneishu kimbo chola. Then the Tosafot says, Hikshari, the Orleon, that you asked about the language before about in Torah. Heichim ba'atsasi karab yuda v'rab yuda yisleh parakiran. Noshe, the gira noshe also l'bnei noach.
Right.
The Ka'avar Mishum Lifnei Ibel Asitain
Mechshal. That wasn't my question.
No, you asked me about the pre-Matan Torah. I was just trying to tell you that that's connected with this problem, whether or not Gilanash is also Bnei Noach or not. That's the reason that they think it's also Bnei Noach, because it was said prior to Matan Torah. But Gilanash is also the Bnei Noach. How can you give it to a Ben Noach? Right, he will come to eat it.
Yeah.
So read the lokasher midi, the lokasher el bnei Yaakov dafka. Right, the kodem matan Torah ikru bnei Noach. This is interesting in the Ritos and other places. It's an interesting thing. Is Gita Nasha a uniquely Jewish symbol because it's the story of Yaakov and you know the sorrow of Shalesa and that conflict, and it's all about, you know, that's the point where Rabbeinu Shalom takes Yaakov and makes him Yisrael. Right? It's a Risa Malakim and Manashim. But Tuchal. So the idea that Gina not okay in the, you know, Yaakov, the name Yisrael is Gina not, the idea that would apply to Bnei Noach is astonishing in a way. But what the relationship is between pre Matan Torah imposes a big discussion. And Rishonim discuss it more in Chulin, Pirshim Shnai, Ram Pirshim Shnai in Chulin, etc. The Alon Nishna is Pesina. Fine. That also says, in Tomo, get to the main point. Tikshi Lechinskia, Mirab Shimon, the Sphirale, the Lotoku, Yisrahana, Mashma, Mida Asa Gidanasha. It seems like Rab Shimon, right, holds that there is an Yisrahana in Gidanasha. How does that work for Chinskia? After all, according to Chinskia, since the Torah is not in the Fare, it doesn't specify Yisrahana in Gidanasha, So it should be Mutzabana. So Tosafot gives two answers. Yeshlomar Kiva the Sabra in beginning Minos Saint Tam Svarahu the Chiyasa Bahano Nami Asar the Chiyasa Bahano Nami Asar the Lo Shaykh Beachila Inami. I'll read the Inami first. I'll discuss Inami first. Hiske Lo Sabra Kerab Shimon El Kerab Yehuda the Lo Kor Nami Lo Asya Hiske Kerab Meir. So the Meir Pshikol on the El Medizra Kolishu Nevela the Kolishu Shabatar Bahano. Etc. The second answer is you're right. We can't align Rav Shimon with Chizkiya. Chizkiya holds Gidanash is Mutar Bahana, and Rav Shimon thinks that it's also Bahana. You're right. But the first answer Tosfos is quite remarkable. First answer Tosfos says even though generally this is against Tosfos and Kulin, against the Russian Kulin, against all those Rishonim who say that if you hold like Chizkiya, then Gidanash is Mutar Bahana. So Tosa says, no, we turn the tables. When do we say that achila means achila when it's a bar achila? Or what's the idea of chizkiya generally? Torah says, lo yochal, lo tochal, lo tochlu. So it only says achila. Right? So it doesn't include ana, enachabal, achidusho. But what if you have something like gidanasha? So it's a fascinating Tosa, right? You have something where the achila is not an achila. Because it says it's bialma. Because it's no hadas achila. So what is it? It isn't really eating. It's more doing something with it. The pasuk. So that's the point. Normally, Chizkiya says when you're talking about a real achila, then achila means achila below hana. But here, since the Torah says achila, but it, physically it isn't an achila, yeah, so then hana should be included as well.
You need something else to tell us.
No, normally you would need something to include Hana, because Achila is very specific and Hana is different.
Right.
But here Achila isn't Achila, so Achila is just a term of imbibing or interacting with the Chayfet.
Is that the Rabbeinu?
What?
Is that the Rabbeinu?
No, Rabbeinu doesn't hold this way.
He holds Hana.
He holds that the Rabbeinu says is a Heter Hana, because we pasken like Chizkiya. Tosis here is saying Chizkiya can hold that it's Osir Bahana. Tafka in this case. The opposite. Okay, now. So with Tosis, now what's fascinating, of course, is that normally it's Rav Avo who says that Hana and Achila are together. And normally the Rav Avo would find this particular case of Achila to be even more problematic, as we'll soon see. Meaning, normally we say that Rav Avohu thinks that Achila of Hana, like Hana is an extension of Achila. It's hard to say that Hana is an extension of Achila when the Achila has no Hana in it. Right? So for Rav Avohu, you might go the opposite direction. So hold that in the back of your thoughts. We're going to need that in a minute or two. But the point is that Tosafot here has a very big kiddush. Tosafot's very big kiddush is twofold. Number one, in the Psak Halacha realm, you can paskin like Chizkiya and hold that there's an Iser Hana of Gidin, right? That's A. And B, the idea is that sometimes, even though according to Chizkiya, normally Achila is circumscribed and doesn't include Hana, but what we're saying is that an Achila, which isn't an Achila, is actually a more expansive Achila of Hana. Right? Well, we thought the opposite, but you can understand it. This is a certain inner logic to what Tosafot is saying. Now, Adkan, so basically what we have so far, we have three basic approaches, right? We have the mainstream in Chizkiya, which is if you hold like Chizkiya, you hold the Gidanash as Mutar Bahana. Right? We have the mainstream who paskin like a Ravo, and there are people who paskin like Chizkiya, we know. Most people paskin like a Ravo. Right? And if you, and we'll put it this way. We have the mainstream in we have the people passing like Chizkiya, and we believe, as the mainstream do that, if you hold like Chizkiya, there's a Heter Hana of Gidanasha. We have one day of Tosis who says that even if you hold like Chizkiya, Tafka, you're going to think of this as an Isra Hana. That's a fascinating Tosis. That's the second view. Right? Then you have back to the mainstream. The mainstream view is if you hold like Rav Avo, since we hold Gein Begidin but no same time, so you should hold that this is an Iser Hana. Correct? The problem is the fourth view, and that's the Rambam. The Rambam, as the Rosh already alluded to it, look quickly at the Rambam Perek Ches. Let's start with Perek Ches. Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Halacha Yud Dalet. Rambam says, Gira Nasha and Mutter Vahana. That's pretty straightforward, right? Gira Nasha and Mutter Vahana. Lefikach says the Rambam, Mutter La'adam. You can send a thigh, you know, to call up UPS. You can send a thigh to an achri, right? Shegid anasha betocha, but also la yarek shlema b'fnei Yisrael. Ain't choshen shem yochum b'fnei Yisrael. Zach kodem sheinatal agid sher b'kol b'nikar. Again, everybody can tell whether the gid is there or not, so we're not worried about a mikshol. Lefikach kim haisa yarek chatucha. Fine, that's a practical part. But is it unequivocal that the Rambam holds that Gid Anasha is Mutter B'Hadam? So, you might think that the Rambam paskins one of two things, right? We don't know any other Rambams. Either he must hold that Yesh Begidim B'No Sintam, or he must hold like Chizkiya. So what's the very next halacha? Kol Makom Shinemu B'Torah L'Tocha L'Tocha L'Yoklu. The Yochal, Echad Yisrael Nav, Echad Yisrael, Echad Yisrael Kilo, Echad Yisrael Nav, Mashma. At Shiyper the Chakas of Kedar Shapir at the Chav in Avela. Who's that? That's a straight out quote of Rabba Bo. Never mind, he's quoting Rabba Bo. It's a Namar. Bagera Hashem Bisharecha Tetzera Bakala. Right? U Bechelev U Kechelev Shenema Bo Yeah Sel Lachal Malacha. Interesting point. We'll get to that. Oh, Ad Shetefarish. Listen to this. The Torah Shabal Peh. Who said anything about Torah Shabbat? The Gemara says, Achi, Tarit Lecha, Hakasuv. Fascinating, right? Rambam says, doesn't have to be Hakasuv. It could be Torah Shabbat too. Wow. This is good. This is, I mean, important. We'll have to see what he means by Torah Shabbat, but even aside, he's already told you that Torah Shabbat can figure in here. Kigon, Shkatzim Ramasim, Dam Deva Menachai, the Gid Anasha, Kol Elu Mutar Banah, so he repeats that Gid Anasha is Mutar Banah, even as he tells you that he paskins like Rabba Bo, Mitiya Kabbalah, Habibishin Asur Machilah. Now, how do we know that Gid Anasha is Mutar Banah? Mitiya Kabbalah.
Yeah, not from Chizkiya.
Not from Chizkiya? So, what is this Kabbalah? What is the Torah about that? We'll have to figure that out. So, there's only one thing left now in the Rambam. We know he paskins Hetrada. We know he paskins Rabbavo, even though in Chavit he paskins like this. So he got a hold of the name Begidim, the Yesh Begidim, but okay. Does he hold that way?
No.
How do you know? Pardon, Yudke. Ochel min Nevelo Trefa, right? He eats from Nevelo Trefa. Oh, the Hema Bechaya Atmeim, min Ahor, min Athamos, min Agidim. Min ha-kanayim, min ha-tlafayim, min ha-tziparnayim, sh'olf mi-makomot sh'mibatzteis mi-shom adam, kishayichatchu min ha-shalya sh'olayin, afa bishu asa reza potor, sh'elu einam ru'in la-achivav, einam mitzartin mi-masa la-kadayis. Okay, so what does he include in things that are not a dvar achivah? Einam in ru'in la-achivav, einam mitzartin mi-masa la-kadayis? Included is atzamos and gidim. Does he distinguish between Gid Anasha and anything else?
No.
It means they begin to be on the same time. Or, look at Tezvav Yitzayim. Shari Surim Shabbatara Kulin Kigon, all the Surim Kigon, Basa Shkatzim, Ramasim, Chelev, Dam, Kiyotzvem Shirim, the Shishim. If they get mixed up into something else, the Shir is Shishim, for Bittol. Correct? Because they're in the same time. Ketan Kazayis, Chelev, Kalayo, Shinafalatoch, Shishim, Kazayis, Mechelev, Aalya, Hakol Mutter. Nafal pachos mishi shema kol asa, chenu nafal kisora, chelev, right? Tzar shiyesham, kmo shishim, v'chein shari surim, v'chein shuman chai shel gid anasha, shenafal lekideru shabasa v'sharon alfa v'shishim, v'ein shuman agid min aminyan. Afal pisha shuman gid anasha medibrayam kmo shabiyarnu. Hol begid anasha, viria v'fnei atzma, v'chmir bo kisa tora. V'agid atzman. Atzmo, in the Sharimbo, the Eina Oser, never mind, forget about the Shuman of the Gid, She'ein begidin. Benosin tam. Very clear. One more. Tazayin ba. Who has in b'chaticha shabasa b'chala v'chul shenishtu b'azara. Oh, remember how he, once again, by the way, he links basa b'chala and chul shenishtu b'azara. Anyways. Shara'in asur midirayim ba'anam, whatever that means, k'mo she'is fire. V'ilcha shchita. Oso b'chol she'in rachi ha'biyosa. V'chein gil anasher she'is bashal ma'gidin. If you cook gil anasher with other gidin, or with ma'basar, b'zman shemachir is
Shemakiro,
sorry. Magbio, if you can, you know, if you can recognize it and pull it out, right? Fashar Mutar. Aye, what about Nosin Tav? Shem Begidim, Nosin Tav. He made a Makiro, our Colossus, show Birya, he can't find it. Rain of Kosher, he also have a Kosher. We can do one more. Halacha Hey, Ches Hey. Well, we're not going to do Ches Vav yet. Ha'okha get a Nashu the Behem of Bechayat's name. This is our Gemara before. He eats a gidonacha from a non-kosher animal. Potter, she'enu noig b'tmeya, right? Ella b'behema shukula b'peres. Gidonacha is only asur in a behema tmeya, in a behema torah, not a behema tmeya. Be'enu ka'ochel mishar gufa. I let it be asur mitam basar tmeya. No, because ena gidin b'kala basar kamosha b'yarnu. Because ena gidin b'nosin tam. Bimachal mechelu shal agid, or ena ka'ochel mibisara. The chel of Abigin is different. What does the Rambam hold in all 1, 2, 3, 4? All four Rambams? In Begin and Benosin Tam. So you can see why the Chachmei Lamiel and everybody else was very upset with the Rambam. Because the Gemara says that if you hold in Begin and Benosin Tam and you hold a Grav Avol and you have to hold a Gina Nasha, like of Shimon, it's also by now. The Rambam passes, but it's much about now. What's going on? So there are several approaches to the Rambam. One approach to the Rambam is based on the suggestions made based on the Ramban. The tshuva of the Ramban that's quoted in the Torah Habayis is the Habayis Aruch Beis Gimel Shar Gimel. It's really based on the Gemara. If you look just for a minute, the Gemara here is going to finish it today, but we'll finish it next week on Chav Gimel on the Beis. The Gemara says, Gemara called Gimel Beis has a continued Shacham Ataria, and the Gemara says, if you look here, Bahaka Bahaka Mitzligi. I'm going to start from the top, so I'm just going to run through quickly. My lab, how come if you don't say, do you suffer a little toke from Mashma, Ben Yisrael, Chida, Ben Yisrael, Ana, but he also called the Mishra, the Nevela, Ba'ana, Udasa, but the Kiva suffer Yisrael, Chida, Mashma, Yisrael, Ana, Lo, Mashma. But he also called the Tumba Vatara, the Gemara says, Lo, start from here. Pull out a little toke from Mashma, Ben Yisrael, Chida, Ben Yisrael, Ana. How come if you don't say, do you suffer a kishu hutra, Nevela, he hutra, Chelba, Begida, Lo, hutra, Remember we had an argument, that's our episode in our Gemara, right? That when Nevela is Mutar Bahana, does that include Chelev and Gid as well? So that's a machlokas. Then Rabbi Shigui says, Ashkechon Chelev the Shari Rachmana Bahana. Well, Chelev is Mutar Bahana. Ela gid neima da asur, right? Iba isema hachanami da asur. Iba isema ma'isema b'kal v'cholmer. Chelad is mutter b'hanah. What are you going to say? Like gidon asher? Maybe it's mutter, right? Maybe it's asur, right? Maybe we should learn it out that it being asur from a kal v'cholmer. What's a kal v'cholmer? Ma chelad shano shkareis mutter b'hanah. Gid she'enon en arish karer en anish anosh sorry kares like kol shekain, right? And the Gemara goes then go back and forth on this point whether this kavachom is a good kavachom. So there's a day in the Gemara that says that even if, right, what it seems to say that if you hold that chelev is mutar b'hanah, everybody holds that chelev is mutar b'hanah, then maybe we can learn a kavachomer that gid anosh is mutar b'hanah. Now, if you look at Tosas, Tosas here says that this Gemara should not be understood as an independent limud. should be understood within the context of the heter hana of nevela. The question is, everybody says that nevela, everybody agrees nevela is mutter b'hana, right? And we know that the chelev is mutter b'hana as part of nevela. The question is, what about gid? Is that also mutter b'hana as part of nevela or not? So there's a kal v'chomer if chelev, which is kares, but is included in the heter nevela. So then gid, which isn't kares, is also included. That's the tosis. Let's just look very quickly. Tosis says, Machil shamish kares mutabana bin tamar, lema shah nisko, vishari sureno yochichu, sheinim bakares, ofilo achasur mana. If you start putting a kabachomer, that, you know, a more onesh is mutabana, so a more kal onesh is always going to be mutabana, then there's no end to it. What about sharniska? What about other things? Yeshamad Aki Parish. Machelev, sheonesh kare, sasabachila, umutabana, kimone vela atma, gitch, ein onesh kare, lo kol shikin shee bechla heter nevela, bahashtu lo shaykh lemimer tochiach. The lamasik nami never come home air midam the dam ain't a bechal nevela. Our people too main botam midam nevela, etc. What it's also saying, when this gemara said that we should learn gid anasha as mutar b'hana from kal v'chomer from chelev, it's part of the original gemara to daptim earlier, our gemara, which says that what, that the heter nevela is still the yisod, the basis for the heter of chelev and of gid. The question is, only chelev or also gid? But the Torah's what? The connection to nevela. However, the Ramban and the Tshuva didn't learn the gemara that way. He learned that this gemara is a completely different gemara, independent from our gemara on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Our gemara on Chav Beis Amud Aleph thought that whether or not gid anash is mutar b'hana or not depends on whether it's included in the nevela, and then it's a completely separate discussion in the gemara on Chav Gimel Amud Beis where we say, oh no, we learned that from a Kal V'Chomer from chelev. That's the Ramban here. I'm going to find this for you. If you look at, says the Rajba Torah Sabayis, page 2. So just skip down, I'm just going to make this quick. Talks about Gid Anasha, the same problem. How do we pass? Can we pass like Kiskir Vavo? How can you say it's Mutar B'hana? Yeah. Aval Harabzal Tirates? This is towards the bottom. It's about two-thirds of the way down. It's 3, 6, 9, 12. It's about 14 lines, 14, 15 lines up from the end of the piece. Avol HaRabzal, everybody have it?
Mm-hmm.
Avol HaRabzal Tirat, this is a reference to the Ramban in a Tshuva. The answer to Afilu Rav Elazar, Mitam Achrina Shari, the Ma'asile Kal V'Chomer Michelev. Can the Kamaisile Rav Yosef Glingli, the Shili Shmaitza, the Hassan, the Machelev, on the Shkari, the Mutab, and the Gid, lo kol shekein. From Shimon the answer, Polignami Bahad, Yisra'im Begidim and Osein Tam, Velaisle Kavakomer. From Shim the Ikal Mifrach, Kibi Itmar Asa, Malachelet Shekein Hutam Echlalan, Etzachaya, Huldi Dung Lo Mifrach. Rab Shimon doesn't like it, Kibi Aminin Asa, the Ida Hanan, Behema Kamrinan, the Kim the Stam Asis and Shari Lei Bahana, Lake Limitre Klal, the Lo Ifsak Lon Taima, the Shiyusam Shim the Yish Begidim and Osein Tami. Once you say there's another Gemara and it has nothing to do with the Hefer of Nevela, it does not have to be included in Nevela to be Mutter, so then you can say Gid Anasha is Ein Beginim Beno Sintam, but it's still Mutter B'Ana, Kal V'Chomer Michela. That's what the Ramban says. Oh, the Yitma B'Reish Maitin, Heni Chalaman Damer Disla Yesh Begidin, Elaman Damer Ein Begidin, No Sintam, Man Shamasle, Ein Beginim Beno Sintam, Rav Shimoni, Merav Chanamil Seitmar. As it happens, they argue on that point. As it happens, they both happen to be consistent with their views on Yesh and Ein Beginim Benosein Tam. But that doesn't mean the Ashkan the Pligulinu Bufaya Benosein Tam Beginim Talitanya Benitanya. So it's very attractive. It's an interesting, that's the way they to say that. Oh, you know, that's the Halach. We think that this depends on that. But it's not the only game in town. There's another Gemara. The Gemara thinks it's based on Chema, Miwanan, the Bishili Shmaitz, Itmar Tam, and the Kavachomer, Lodachinan, Stamasis, and Beloraya, It says the Mishnah says you can send a Yerach to an Okri. No one said that that Mishnah is you know, is only according to one Mandamar. El Hadrina, the Chlala, the Naktina, the Chamakam, the Stamasisan, the Machlokas Pabrais, Allah, the Stamasisan, the Tated of Maskana, Mina Chiskiver, Rabba Vav, and my Pligi, the Ramina Meginanash, Elu Dibre Harab Zal, the Nir. That's the Chuba, the Ramban. Then he adds, Varambam, Zalman Amatirin. So the some of the Meiri and some of the Nosi Kim, the Rambam say, the Rambam, now like the Shamban, he holds that the Har Sugya is Toleh, but it's not Nafka because it's called Chomer Nechela. End of story. However, my time is up. I think there are two other answers in the Rambam that are, I think, even more attractive. We'll speak about the next week. One is based on another problem. This is one Rambam, if you notice that I skipped. I'm just going to leave you with the question and give you something to think about. And that's there's one Rambam I skipped here. And that's Halacha Bavli. There is another difficult Rambam. And this weren't enough. But I like to say that, you know, and others, I think, prove that it's so. And, you know, sometimes when you multiply difficulties, you find patterns and answers. So here's a good example of it. The Mabit certainly is in the Sot this way. Rav says, Ha'ochel get a nasha shol nevelo shol treifa. Let's say we eat a get a nasha not of behema tneya, non-kosher animal. Let's say you eat a get a nasha of a behema, which is a kosher animal, but it was didn't get a proper shita, but it's a kosher animal. Everybody agrees that you're violating get a nasha in that case. That's not an argument. The question is, will you also violate when you eat the Gidanasha Nevela? Right? This is a fascinating Rambam. Ha'ocho Gidanasha Shal Nevela Treifa, Oshal Ola, Chayiv Shayim Paskins Rambam, Mitoch Shenichal Abisar Shar Gufa, Shia Mutar, whatever that means, we'll explain. Nichal Gamagid Benosak Olav Yisrachir. Wow, that sounds like some important language. What is the Rambam saying? That when you eat a Gidanasha of a Nevela, you get Nevela and Gidanasha. That could get Gidanasha everywhere you please. But why should you get Nevela? Why should you get an Easter Nevela? You don't get an Easter non-kosher meat. Rambam's aim to get it, but also in time. So everybody jumps on this Rambam. The Rajba, the Chuba, which we have here, to read next week, he says, they said to him, what do you think about this Rambam, Rajba? And he said, I don't understand it either. Right? So what's going on? So can we tie this difficulty with that difficulty and solve all the problems? Or is there another way to solve all the problems based on some other Rambams? And what does that tell us about what the Rambam means about Torah Shabbat Peh in his reference to it? So we'll conclude with this next week.